You have a question for Diana, please raise your hand. Michelle?
Diana, can you take too many pictures with the trophy?
Never. Never want to give it back. God, it's such a, nice feeling when that buzzer went off for all of us. You know, a couple of us have won a championship, a couple of us haven't, but when the buzzer rang, we knew we did something special, and we did it as a group. And, you know, whether you play 40 minutes or you play 0 minutes, it really is a team effort, a collective group, the people behind the scenes. I think for that is what everyone's so proud about.
Diana, you've been in two, right? You've been in so many of these big games at Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one with basketball team, our two championships. How much do you embrace these moments going into them?
Yeah, you have to. Because you put so much hard work, you know, throughout the season, and not even, you know, in this season, but like Kathy was talking about earlier, all that commitment that you've made your whole life to the game of basketball, and to have an opportunity to come out here in a sold-out arena, and enjoy that, and play hard, and, you know, win or lose sometimes doesn't even matter, but, you know, I think the series itself showed where women's basketball is right now. It's at a really high level of play and a commitment from a lot of people.
Diana, the 2007 series also went 5 games, and it was good basketball, but I wondered if you could compare as an expert, as a player, the quality of basketball was in these finals, so maybe even compared to that.
Well, I mean, 2007 was a pretty amazing series when you look at the number of players that were in that series, but I think this series was great players that made great teams. And in the locker room, I said, I don't think I've played a better team than the Fever. Composed, staying in it no matter what the circumstance, and I think the same can be said about our team. And that was probably the biggest pride in me being in the series. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Diana. Two things. First, could you talk about having your best game of the series, I think, here in the final game? And also, when I handed you the MVP trophy, it looked to me that you were pointing down at one of your teammates and said something to her. Kathy said it wasn't her. And then you picked up the championship of the trophy, and so that's one of Kelsey. Can you tell us what
was that? Yes, Sarge's little boy was biting my ankle. So, and then I proceeded to give the trophy to our team because that's who deserved it. It's not one player that makes an MVP. It never has been, and my eyes never will be. And the big trophy is the one we were after. And so I'll take that one in the memory of our team.
And have your best game tonight?
Yeah, you know, it had been a... It's a tough series. Oh, shoot.
Sorry.
Tough
stuff. You're one of
those. But you can't get frustrated. You know, you can't always play as well as you want. You can't always make every shot. But the one thing I told myself is there's no reason to get frustrated. You just got to go out there and put the effort and play hard, and things eventually turn for you. And, you know, today did at a crucial moment.
Was that a crucial moment, just to extend that? Mm-hmm. At the end of the first quarter, you're 0-3, and you have 2 points,
mm-hmm.
and your team is down 7.
Yeah.
You said you don't get frustrated. The first jumper you hit inside the lane kind of gets you going, because the next 5 minutes you kind of...
Yeah, you know, sometimes getting close to the rim helps, especially when you're struggling from the outside. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of texts and emails from all the basketball experts around the world telling me what to do, so that's a good advice for once.
Hey, Diana. It seems like you sort of embraced the role of leader on this team. The team sort of follows when you sort of pick up your game a little bit. Could you talk about that?
I mean, I don't walk into the locker room and proclaim myself leader of the team. I just kind of do it by example, do it by being in the gym as much as possible, by encouraging people, treating them like I want to be treated as a teammate. And I think that's the one thing that we've all taken care of this year. When last summer, I don't think we necessarily did that. And, you know, you can have the best players, but if they don't get along and they don't want to work together, it's not going to work. And we find a way to have great players like Cappy and Penny, Tan, and make each other better. instead of taking away from each other. And that's, you know, that's big.
Go ahead, Odin.
Yeah, first off, congratulations on everything again. You know, you found your shot in this game, but at the end, you could talk about your teammates and how they weren't afraid to take that shot. They weren't looking at you. They had it.
You know, that's what we've kind of built our team on. The aspect of all five players on the court being able to take any shot at any time. Whether it's, you know, Meek at the beginning of the year in Sacramento, Fastlane, you know, Cappy, myself in whatever in Chicago, Penny at the end of the game of game four, Tan, who hadn't scored a point and knocks down two of the biggest shots of, you know, the season. That's a team. That's, you know, having the confidence in each other to make plays.
Diana, you have talked a lot about this being a tough year, but also a good year in personal growth for you. And now you're able maybe to really reflect on the whole summer and everything you've been through with another championship.
Yeah, it's been a humbling summer. You know, throughout the last month, it's been an incredible high. You know, from MVP to obviously now the championship. But you know, rewind 2.5 months ago, and I was probably as low as I can get. And I'm the type of person that wakes up every day happy. Boy, it was tough to wake up happy couple weeks. But then I kind of just, I used it to make myself better in areas that you guys will never understand, because it's very private. But everything happens for a reason, and if you use it the right way, it could be an advantage in life, and that's what I try to do.
Any other questions for Diana? Go ahead, Michelle. Just defense. We talked so much about you guys' offense for good reasons, but you know, they were talking about in their locker room that they were just, a lot of times they just weren't able to get in the kind of rhythm they wanted, just what you did defensively.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because you know, it's, you go through a regular season, you win 24 games, and people think you're a bad defensive team. Well, I mean, it's 24 times we held an opponent to less points than they did to us, and we do have great defensive players. The way we play, you know, other teams are going to get more opportunities. Sometimes it seems like the things we're doing are a little crazy with, you know, either TJ or myself guarding a 6'5 Davenport. It seems to work, and it's like you said, it's that toughness that each player brought to the table tonight. And at this juncture of a series, of a season, it's all about toughness. It has nothing to do with X's and O's, making shots. It's about who's the tougher team. And tonight, we were a little bit tougher.
Go ahead, Arjean.
Corey was asked this about 5 minutes into his press conference, but he was asked, and I want to ask you this, can this team repeat, and what do you think this team needs to do to do it again? Because, you know, every team is just going to get better.
Well, we're going to go sign Penny real quick. How about that? repeating is always hard. It's always hard to do it the next year. Expectation, you know, think of that hunger, that us against the world mentality, which obviously we didn't have last summer. And but now you can look back on that experience and not let it happen again. And you know, I know Corey is one of the most competitive coaches I've ever been around. And talk about a man who improved more than any player or any coach in this league from year one to year two. He's been amazing this year. He came in with that toughness and that grit. He was the one who was the most upset about last summer. And from day one of training camp, that's how he went every single day in practice. Go to Michelle.
Diana, would you like to see Tamika get her title as long as it doesn't come against you?
Cats is going to get a lot of titles. She really is amazing. Sometimes, you know, you're on the corner. She got one rebound today where I think she was in row 110 and ran the baseline, got it with one hand, got pushed. I mean, the things she does on the court are amazing. And she will get a WNBA title just by her sheer competitiveness and wanting it more than other people.
Last question to Mark.
Diana, with all that you've accomplished in your career at such a young age, how do you sort of motivate yourself to just keep playing with your best?
You know, I just don't put limits on anything, especially not basketball. There's still a long ways to go, still a long way to mature and get better in different areas. And like I said before, if you still love walking into the gym, then you'll be okay. The minute you walk into the gym and, you know, you're bored or you don't want to be there, well, then that passion is probably not there anymore. And probably a long way from there. Thanks a lot, Diana.
Thank you.